This is Jay Sekulow, the ACLJ in court, the Supreme Court of Kansas, and Planned Parenthood. Hey, everybody, welcome to the broadcast. You're going to get in this conversation early. We've got some breaking news at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We've talked a lot on the program in the past about the situation with Planned Parenthood. Well, now Planned Parenthood is in court in Kansas and the ACLJ heavily involved. Before we get to the details of that, folks, I want to know, what are your thoughts with regard to the idea that your taxpayer dollars are going to Planned Parenthood, especially when you hear about this case? And Jordan, the numbers of dollars that go to Planned Parenthood are staggering each and every year.
Planned Parenthood's gotten over nearly $1 billion of your dollars, and last year alone, Dad, they've approved another $30 million a year to go under Title X funding to Planned Parenthood, which makes it close to $300 million a year now, $295 million plus of federal tax dollars going to Planned Parenthood yearly. So in just a few years, you get to that $1 billion mark. So over the past 5 years, Planned Parenthood's gotten over $1 billion to fund all of their public relations operations. There's a story now coming out about Habitat for Humanity this week in Florida, where Planned Parenthood, because of zoning, wasn't allowed to build an abortion clinic. Habitat for Humanity, a group that most people think does a lot of good, came in, bought the property in a $10 deal, put some housing up, and then let Planned Parenthood build their abortion clinic. So Planned Parenthood's reach reaches so many into the corporations in the United States, into the not-for-profits that we generally think do good things and great things for people. That's how strong their reach is.
It's strong, but the fact of the matter is, and we've got to realize this, folks, and I think the reality is when you hear about what's about to happen in Kansas, you're going to realize. What do you think about the situation with Planned Parenthood? 1-800-684-3110. Ed White is a senior counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice. And, Ed, you've been involved in a case now at the Supreme Court of Kansas. First, give us some background on exactly what's going on here.
Sure. The case involves Phil Klein, who's the former Attorney General for Kansas. He's now the District Attorney in Johnson County in Kansas, and he has been very courageous to enforce the laws of Kansas against Planned Parenthood to make sure that those laws are filed. As a result of this, he has been attacked by Planned Parenthood, has been basically crucified because he is trying to do what is right. The latest tactic by Planned Parenthood is to file what's called a writ of mandamus with the Kansas Supreme Court to order Phil Klein to return validly obtained criminal evidence to the Attorney General's office, where
there'll be no prosecution.
Will be ended.
Yeah, I mean, people need to understand the politics of this, Ed. The current Attorney General and the immediate predecessor, because the guy just resigned, had a very pro-Planned Parenthood agenda here. And Planned Parenthood's basically trying to alleviate, and look, they have the right to defend themselves, but these are criminal charges, and judges have looked at these charges, correct?
Correct. And based upon that most recent review of all this evidence, 107 counts in a criminal indictment was filed against this Planned Parenthood in Kansas. And Planned Parenthood is trying every which way it can think of to stop that criminal prosecution from going forward, from stopping a jury from hearing the evidence and making a determination whether Planned Parenthood has violated the law of Kansas. And if you know if it's violating laws in Kansas, it's violating laws elsewhere more than likely.
Yeah, we're going to get.
I think it's trying to stop.
Yeah, and now we're going to get into details of why we're involved in this at the Supreme Court of Kansas and what that all means. But, Jordan, the fact of the matter is when Planned Parenthood gets our tax dollars, they utilize it, frees up money for them to do things like this, to try to alleviate, you know, and hire their lawyers so that now we're in a fight on whether you can actually apply the rule of law and get a criminal case against Planned Parenthood.
For every dollar that they get for federal tax funding, it's another dollar that Planned Parenthood uses to fund abortions because it's a one-for-one ratio. They can't use that money directly to pay for an abortion, but for every dollar, every $365 million of those dollars a year that add up to nearly $1 billion in just 3 years of your federal tax dollars, they put that together, Dad. It frees up all the rest of the money that they raise in these fundraisers, all of their local organizations that raise money, the Kansas Planned Parenthood group, the California Planned Parenthood group. Every state's got them. Counties have them. Cities have them. Frees up all their money so they can go directly to abortion.
Here's what we're doing, folks. You go to your phones right now or go to ACLJ.org. We want to sign the petition to defund Planned Parenthood. We're litigating them at the Supreme Court of Kansas. We need you to respond right now. 877-989-2255. Have your voice heard to stop this funding of your taxpayer dollars going to Planned Parenthood. 877-989-2255. You can also go to ACLJ.org. We'll be back with your questions in just a moment.
You may think you know what's taking place inside Planned Parenthood, but here are the facts. The nation's largest abortion provider urged the Supreme Court to keep partial birth abortion legal. They target teens, promoting sex and abortion. And Planned Parenthood supported a campaign to dispense RU486, the dangerous abortion pill. One thing you may not know, a critical source for the funding of Planned Parenthood. That funding source is you, the taxpayer. That's right, Planned Parenthood has received more than $550 million in federal taxpayer funds in the last 2 years alone. They can't use federal funds to perform abortions, but the fact is every dollar they receive for other purposes frees up another dollar for abortions. Are you tired of funding Planned Parenthood? Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice in its effort to get Congress to pass legislation ending this troubling practice. Sign on to the petition to defund Planned Parenthood. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or add your name online at aclj.org.
Live from Washington, D.C.,
it's one of the most popular Christian radio shows on the air. And ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow takes your questions about the issues that matter most to you and your family.
Let's go to Anna calling from California on line 6. Hi, Anna.
On the broadcast, Jay provides you with the answers you need to protect your religious and constitutional freedoms.
We got a team of lawyers working on this situation. We're going to get a successful resolution.
Now, there's a new and easy way to get the help you need from the American Center for Law and Justice. You can now send Jay your questions and comments via email. Just log on to the ACLJ website at aclj.org, and under the radio section, you can send Jay an email question straight to our radio studios. We want to hear from you. Send us your email questions. It's fast and easy. Send your email questions now. Simply log on to the website, aclj.org. The American Center for Law and Justice, dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms.
This is my right, a right given by God.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. We've got breaking news. That is, we are at the Supreme Court of Kansas. Ed White's a senior counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice. We're talking about a showdown, a legal showdown between Planned Parenthood. Now, this is a big case, folks, and we're going to be talking about this some more next week. I'm going to have some congressmen on talking about this as well. Planned Parenthood, in a criminal proceeding, now is filing a suit to basically stop a criminal proceeding moving forward. That is called a mandamus action, is at the Supreme Court of Kansas. Now, Ed, during the break, you and I were talking very quickly here, and we're going to take the calls. We got a lot of calls coming in. There have been judges that have looked at the proposed charges that were to be fought against Planned Parenthood, and they thought they were reasonable. What's the status with that?
Well, the current one, which was filed in October of 2007, it's 107 violations of Kansas law. That case is stopped, waiting the outcome of the case before the Kansas Supreme Court, because if the Kansas Supreme Court orders Phil Klein to turn over validly obtained evidence, his case is over. That his case is what Planned Parenthood is attacking right now, evidentially, through the Kansas Supreme Court. So everything now hinges on what's going to happen in the next several weeks or months at the Kansas Supreme Court, because Phil Klein's term in office expires come next January. So Planned Parenthood has been trying to drag this whole case out, hoping that he gets out of office. Whoever replaces him just drops the charges again.
So they're basically trying to use the typical stall tactic to avoid prosecution here. Jordan, we've got a lot of calls coming in here, but folks, we need you to sign your... Look, this is a major case. It's before the Supreme Court of Kansas, the American Center for Law and Justice, representing Phil Klein with a group of attorneys in Kansas as well. We're co-counsel with them. Ed's going to be going out to Kansas in the days ahead with some of our other lawyers, getting ready for the moot courts. That's the practice sessions for the oral arguments. Briefs were just filed yesterday. Oral argument in a couple of weeks. Folks, the case is huge. The ramifications are significant. It's Planned Parenthood being put on trial. By the way, some of this involves the conducting of late-term abortions in violation of Kansas statute. So there's a lot of issues here. This is very, very important. We need your voice to be heard. 877-989-2255, because the travesty in this is that your money is going to Planned Parenthood. Your tax dollars are going to Planned Parenthood, and enough is enough with that. Jordan's giving you some of the other reports that are going on. So you go to your phones right now, 877-989-2255, to have your voice heard. Jordan, who do we have?
Mark's calling from Michigan on line one. Mark, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Mark.
Thank you. Thank you for taking the call, Jay. Good afternoon.
Sure.
Appreciate the work you do and the program. I've just got a quick comment and a short question.
Okay.
The comment is regarding your question, how do I feel about paying tax dollars in support of Planned Parenthood. I think it's a travesty to be forced in any way to support something that I disagree with morally. And also, my question is, rather than calling the procedure known as by the sterilized word abortion, let's call it what it is, feticide, causing the death of a fetus.
Well, I mean, we actually argue that in the partial birth abortion cases, we argue that it was infanticide. I mean, we said that is the position we advocate. The issue here, though, goes beyond the abortion debate. Jordan will tell you the number of dollars that go to Planned Parenthood. Now, technically, they can't use those for abortions, but the number is staggering, and it frees them up, Jordan, to do all of these other things, including, I guess, litigate to avoid prosecution. Now, they're allowed to listen. They're allowed to have a defense attorney. I don't disagree with that. They should be able to put up a defense. But this is a major challenge, and basically, taxpayers are paying for all of this.
Well, this frees up Planned Parenthood. All these tax dollars frees up Planned Parenthood. That's what they spend the money on. I mean, your tax dollars are paying for this defense of Planned Parenthood, not their own fundraising, not their own supporters, but your tax dollars go to exactly these kind of defenses. This year, Dad, because of the liberal control now of the Congress, the opposite happened. Planned Parenthood got another $30 million of federal tax dollars, which brings it up to nearly $300 million a year. These $295 million of federal tax dollars going directly to Planned Parenthood's national efforts other than abortion. But that includes their legal efforts. That includes what they did in Florida, Dad, with Habitat for Humanity, partnering with Planned Parenthood, planning together where Habitat for Humanity bought a piece of real estate property that was not allowed, not zoned for an abortion clinic. They made out a deal, bought it from Planned Parenthood for $10, put up some housing, and then allowed Planned Parenthood to put up the abortion clinic. So the way that Planned Parenthood has really infiltrated all aspects of our life, including charities, which lots of people listening to this broadcast right now have helped, is staggering when you understand that with the corporations, the charities that are involved with Planned Parenthood.
Folks, your voice needs to be heard on this. It needs to be heard in Capitol Hill. We need the ammunition from you to go to Capitol Hill and say enough is enough. Don't increase their funding. How about no taxpayer dollars for Planned Parenthood? 877-989-2255 is the number. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. If you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110 is the number. Ed, give us the nature of some of the criminal charges that Phil Klein has brought against Planned Parenthood that's subject to all of this litigation.
Sure. The felony charges are falsifying the medical records, and the misdemeanor charges are dealing with performing abortions when the child is viable. And under Kansas law, if the child is viable, can live outside the womb, then you need two doctors who will attest that the mother's health and well-being is imperative to protect that, and therefore has to have the late-term abortion. And also not reporting rape of underage children who are pregnant.
Yeah, this is staggering in scope. By the way, we're fighting it out in Kansas at the Kansas Supreme Court. If you're just joining us, that hearing will be, when is it, June 16th, Ed?
June 12th.
June 12th. Hearing will be June 12th. The briefs were filed yesterday. Planned Parenthood actually filing their brief today. There'll be more on this in the days ahead. But again, your voice needs to count. 877-989-2255 to sign a petition to defund Planned Parenthood. That's 877-989-2255. A lot of phone calls coming in. Jordan, who's next?
Kelly's calling from Colorado on line 6. Kelly, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Kelly.
Hey, my understanding is that the RICO can cover wire fraud, transmitting false information over telephone lines. Plus, there's financial improprieties in California, as well as failing to report. Doesn't this make Planned Parenthood a criminal activity that should be prosecuted under RICO?
Well, you know, it's the difficulty there, of course, is like each one of these Planned Parenthood, most people don't know this, it's a great question, Kelly. A lot of these Planned Parenthood operations are separately incorporated, so you've got to show joint activity going on. RICO, Ed, you were a former prosecutor. RICO prosecutions here would be pretty tough. Of course, they have no problem trying to apply those RICO protests statutes against pro-life protesters. But, Ed, a RICO charge here would be difficult. I mean, I think that Phil has probably come on it directly right under Kansas law is probably the best way to go criminally.
I think that's accurate, right. RICO would be difficult to go here, and generally that's brought by the federal government. Here, Phil Klein is properly using the Kansas law, which is clear, and that is the best way for him to go after this abortion clinic.
And he's doing it aggressively, folks. He's getting attacked for it. He's getting in the press, but also in court. We're now at the Kansas Supreme Court. June 12th will be the hearing. The briefs have been filed. Information, by the way, at aclj.org. So you're going to want to go there. Let's go. Who do we have next, Jordan?
Pat's calling from Texas Online 4. Pat, welcome to JSecu Live.
Hi, Pat.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for having me there. I had more of a comment than anything else.
Sure, go ahead.
My brother is a pastor down in LaGrange, Texas, and we were talking the other day about abortion and how things are supposed to be like it is in the days of Noah when we get closer to the end there. And he said, well, the only thing lacking is human sacrifice. And I said, well, and that's kind of what abortion is just another form of child sacrifice. I mean, the altar's changed, the method's changed, but it's still, you know, they're sacrificing right and left.
And the fact is, these abortionists, they Pat Monahan said that thing so accurate, they worship at the altar of abortion, a lot of these pro-abortion groups. I mean, it's their reason for existence. Ed, we appreciate it. Ed, last question to you, Ed. As far as the time frame here, obviously, when do we expect, once the argument's made, a decision, is it going to be the end of the summer, or are they going to move quickly here? What do you think?
I would hope that they move quickly because the criminal prosecution won't go forward until they do act.
All right, there you go. Ed White is, by the way, a senior attorney with the American Center for Law and Justice. He is handling this case for us with a number of our associates as well. He'll be in Kansas, I'm sure. I'll be calling in from Kansas to give us reports there. Thanks, Ed, for being with us.
Okay, thank you.
There you got it, folks. The ACLJ at the Supreme Court of Kansas on a major case involving Planned Parenthood, front and center, defending life and the sanctity of life. But, folks, we need your help right now. It is critical. You need to go to your phones. Jordan's going to give you the numbers. When you hear the numbers of how much of your taxpayer dollars is going to allow this, it is breathtaking.
Folks, now it's $295 million a year. When we started our efforts to fight this, there was a change in Washington, D.C., those congressional elections that changed so much in 2006. It's not looking great politically in 2008 for pro-life candidates, but this is the problem here. We have got to keep fighting. You have got to keep the pressure on. You can't forget that now it's $295 million a year of your federal tax dollars going to Planned Parenthood so they can build those abortion clinics in Florida, so they can defend this case in Kansas and stop any kind of looking at their records, even just bringing the trial. I mean, you heard the story today, folks, just bringing a trial they're trying to prevent. Those dollars are going directly to Planned Parenthood. You are funding Planned Parenthood's defense right now in Kansas with those federal tax dollars. Now, $1 billion in just three years. So you need to stand up. Join this petition. Keep fighting the fight. 877-989-2255 is the toll-free number to join the petition right now. 877-989-2255.
It's a trip you won't want to miss, a trip of a lifetime to Israel. Join the American Center for Law and Justice in this unique 10-day visit to the Holy Land, June 17th through the 27th.
You're going to see the biblical sites. You're going to go to the border of Lebanon. We'll meet with the Israeli Defense Forces, military leaders, educational, academic leaders. You're going to see a tremendous insight as to what's going on in the Middle East.
Join ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow for this life-changing trip, but you must make your reservation soon, the deadline May 15th. You'll visit the historic and holy sites in Israel and meet with top government leaders and military experts. Stand with Israel by standing in Israel, June 17th through the 27th. Join ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow for this unique trip to the Holy Land. The deadline for reservations, May 15th. Call now, 1-800-662-5406. That's 1-800-662-5406 or online at aclj.org. Make your reservations for Israel today. You may think you know what's taking place inside Planned Parenthood, but here are the facts. The nation's largest abortion provider urged the Supreme Court to keep partial birth abortion legal. They target teens, promoting sex and abortion. And Planned Parenthood supported a campaign to dispense RU486, the dangerous abortion pill. One thing you may not know, a critical source for the funding of Planned Parenthood. That funding source is you. The taxpayer. That's right, Planned Parenthood has received more than $550 million in federal taxpayer funds in the last 2 years alone. They can't use federal funds to perform abortions, but the fact is every dollar they receive for other purposes frees up another dollar for abortions. Are you tired of funding Planned Parenthood? Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice in its effort to get Congress to pass legislation ending this troubling practice. Sign on to the petition to defund Planned Parenthood. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online at aclj.org.
Everybody, welcome back to the broadcast. By the way, we're getting a great response. Last few days for you to join me in Jerusalem. We're going to Israel on June 17th. We've got a group of students going as well. It's going to be an incredible trip. We've had a great response. We've got just a few slots left. This is the last week for you to book the tour, so we're going to go ahead and give you the number. If you've got your passport, join me in the Holy Land on June 17th. Jordan will give you the number.
1-800-662-5406. We've still got time if you're trying to make that decision on the trip. June 17th is when we leave. Just one phone call, folks. You can book your entire trip. That's your flight and your meals, your hotel rooms, everything, the tours, all of our dinners, the special events. Just one phone call. No more hassle than that. 1-800-662-5406. A lot of calls coming in. Let's go right to the phones. Mart's calling from Texas Online 4. Mart, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hello, Jay. How you doing?
Hi, great. How can we help you?
Listen, since Planned Parenthood gets federal money and it seems like these charges are legitimate from these judges, why couldn't there be a federal investigation from Congress started on her?
Well, it's not so much. These are state charges that are being brought against Planned Parenthood. There have been federal aspects of it. The question now and the issue now is we're paying for it. And we're going to have a congressman on, by the way, next week that's kind of leading the charge on this. But the fact is, Jordan, right now the biggest thing is we're in court with them at the Supreme Court of Kansas. I mean, literally, as we speak, the briefs were filed yesterday, arguments June 12th. And then there's the activity in Congress, which is going to pick up significantly. Jordan, what's the sense on that?
It's tough, but you've got to keep the focus on this issue because if you don't, everyone forgets. And unfortunately, that's what happens. When this all went through a long time ago, people didn't realize the extent of this funding and the buildup that happens because when you've got a sympathetic, a liberal control of Congress, these bills go through with increases. And Congress sees these as small increases, $30 million a year here and there. But when you look at the overall scheme of how these have added up over the years, Dad, when you keep adding $30 million and $10 million and $5 million extra for this, now you've gotten to where we're at $295 million a year of federal tax dollars going directly to Planned Parenthood's hands. That's over or right near $1 billion in just a few years of your tax dollars, which is directly going to things like the defense of Planned Parenthood from trying to stop these records from being examined in trial in Kansas. Your money is going to that defense. Our money, everyone who pays federal taxes, your money's going to the defense of Planned Parenthood, and it has been for a long time. And we're talking about millions and millions of dollars where nearly almost every taxpayer, you could say, Dad, is putting out their dollar towards Planned Parenthood's defense.
Yeah, it's absolutely absurd. It's got to stop. The defunding needs to take place. You go to your phones right now, 877-989-2255. Add your name to this petition to defund Planned Parenthood, 877-989-2255. Also, by the way, as we're on the phone and as we're on radio, I have just received an email from our European Center for Law and Justice with the major development in Brazil at the Brazilian Supreme Court. We've been asked to file emergency briefs to the European from the European Center for Law and Justice to the Supreme Court of Brazil. The issue there, the destruction of frozen embryos, and the life issue. So this is gives you a sense that the American Center for Law and Justice, we're in court right now at the Supreme Court of Kansas. Our European Center for Law and Justice is at the Supreme Court of Brazil standing for life on a global scale. When you're a member of the ACLJ, you're helping us to do all of that. Who's next?
Folks, let's go back to the phones. We got a lot of calls coming in. Nicole's calling from California on line 5. Nicole, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Nicole.
Thanks for taking me a call.
Sure.
Okay, I have a question. I went to a community college and I was taking a child development thing where it was.
Okay.
We were learning about incorporating music into that, and there's a certain time where we were supposed to share music and ideas and stuff like that. But one of the things we were not allowed to do is do anything that referred to God or Jesus in any of the songs. That kind of took my wind out of my sails because I'd always grown up with the Sunday school songs, and that was like what I was basing most of my thing, but you weren't allowed to do any of that.
Did they put this, Nicole, did they put this in writing?
No, they didn't. This was just during your meeting.
Okay. Is the class still ongoing, or is it done for the semester?
It's done for the semester. This was in spring of 2007.
Okay. Here, are you still at that school? Are you still a student at that community college, or are you someplace else now?
Yeah, I just finished up this semester.
Okay, well then good. Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to get you in touch with our legal staff at the American Center for Law and Justice. Christian music should not be outlawed as part of the... There's even guidelines that impact the high school where you're allowed to bring a choice of music. You can't deny someone the right to bring religious music or music with a Christian theme or talking about Jesus, talking about the Lord. Now, that's at a high school, so it's even easier at a college. Now, we've got a report we're going to be giving next week for Gina, the student we've represented in another community college in New York, where it looks like we've received a good victory there. But I want to tell you something. The fact of the matter is that this is a serious situation. We want to know of situations where you're put in a position where you're basically having to deny your faith or being embarrassed about your faith in the college setting. So, Nicole, you hang on the line right now. I'm going to get you in touch with our legal staff, okay?
Let's go back to the phones, 1-800-684-3110. If you want to talk to us, Rosetta is calling from Texas on Line 6. Rosetta, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Rosetta.
Hi. Hello. Thank you
taking
my call.
Sure. Glad to do it.
It's about the Planned Parenthood. I find something that's disturbing. I'm a courier, and I pass the street, and the same sign outside of a Planned Parenthood building, and it says, RU46 available, Medicaid, we accept Medicaid.
Right. Listen, they got it through. This is another Planned Parenthood move. And Jordan, there was a lot of discussion about it, but they ultimately, Planned Parenthood got this through.
That's right. That's another way Planned Parenthood really just provides, if you, and especially if you're in financial need, they'll just give it to you. And this caused a lot of problems, another medical problem, Dad, because RU46, the way Planned Parenthood was saying to take the medicine, which was not orally, but in fact that's how you're supposed to take it, that causes the abortion, was causing severe injuries to women, young girls usually, college age, who were going, saying, oh, this is fine, do what we say, and then having massive internal bleeding, massive medical problems, all relating to Planned Parenthood. But here's the thing. Planned Parenthood's got, together with their combined budget of a year, Dad, about $1 billion a year to defend these lawsuits across the country and try to keep their, I guess you could say, good name in communities, the trust up. And by working with these charities like Habitat for Humanity, they're doing everything they can to ingrain themselves into the communities, anything that they can to turn the attention away from being the biggest abortion provider in the United States and the world to being just another community activist organization, which we know they're not.
I'll tell you something, folks. We're at the Kansas Supreme Court right now fighting for life and trying to make charges stick where they're supposed to when someone's breaking the law of Kansas. The allegations are that there's been a violation of the law here. Those allegations should see the light of day in a courtroom. We're working very hard representing Phil Klein, the district attorney from Kansas. And, folks, we take this really seriously. Again, if you want to make sure your taxpayer dollars are not going to Planned Parenthood, let me tell you the way to do it. 877-989-2255. Let me give you the number again. It's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org to get more information as well, or to sign the petition to defund Planned Parenthood. Now, if you're interested in going with us to the trip to Israel, we've got just the last couple of days here, folks, and that's it. But I want to encourage you to go to your phones right now and join me for 10 incredible days. We've got an itinerary that is, we've been even working on it again this morning. An incredible itinerary. Jordan's going to give you that information. You can go to the website to get it. If you've got your passport, come with me in Israel in a couple of weeks. We're leaving June 17th. It's going to be the trip of a lifetime.
And your passport can even be expedited, folks. If you really want to make this trip, you can make this happen. Make that phone call. They will walk you through all the processes you need to do, how to expedite your passport, how to make sure that if you need to renew your passport, something like that, you can do that within 24 hours in most cities and get that done if you need to. So don't let that be a discouragement. We want you to be there with us. We've got space for you, but we need you to call now. We're running out of time. We're going to be in Israel very soon. So call this number, 1-800-662-5406. That's the number you call if you want to join us in Israel just a couple weeks. 1-800-662-5406. I'll tell you this, folks, I'm already packing and I'm excited about it. It makes me excited just thinking about getting ready for the trip. We want you to be there with us. So I encourage you, call that number, 1-800-662-5406.
Yeah, and folks, I want to encourage you to go ahead and make that call and join me in Israel. It's going to be the trip of a lifetime. I'm going to give you updates and briefs all the way through. We've got a number of leading government experts that will be with us as well. You'll get a real understanding of the geopolitical situation and see the biblical sites. Now, let's defund Planned Parenthood. You go to your phones right now, 877-989-2255. Sign that petition, 877-989-2255 or aclj.org.